But
shiny hair, though, you've got to hand it to Tom. He's got very
that's amazing.
You are in no position to talk either of you, Dominic Byrne and Captain Crapbeard. Well, Pippa, yes, of course, but not true. You two.
I don't have any. So.
You look like you just had your hair come out of Stevie Wonder salon. And,
well,
Dom.
Well, thanks, by the way,
Dom. You look like you just had come out of a monastery.
Exactly.
Anyway, the new song.
I mean, not you're exactly. on fire today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. The new song from Blossoms is called "The Honeymoon." Another absolute belter from them. Good work. We'll be right back. Catherine Ryan is going to be coming on to the show in just a bit.
The Chris Moyles Show. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Be the first and book a test drive.
Radio X.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight tonight. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
EasyJet's Big Orange Sale has landed. And even better, it's just in time for summer. Book now and get up to 20% off flights. EasyJet. Get out there. Selected dates. Book by 11 p.m. the 6th of the 5th, 25. Flights one way. T's and C's apply.
White. True white. Pure brilliant. What's the best
white? Our Dulux Decorator Centre team will help you find the perfect white. Here you go.
Thanks for the tip. I didn't see you there. Can I pay with my...
trade account? Sure. With your trade discount and prices tailored to you, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice. When I'm done with my empty cans, what's the best way to...
Recycle them. Just drop them in store. We're with you from start to finish. Visit us in store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
On average, Rift get their customers £3,000 back.
I like a rubber ball, like a mountain.
Let's get the ball rolling. Search Rift Tax Refunds.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that? Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Find me somebody to love.
The dream sale ends soon. How do you beds feel?
We're comfortable with it.
Don't miss big savings on a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But we're only on sale till Tuesday, so, you know, snooze you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Do people love the Vauxhall Corsa as much as we do?
Yes.
Don't just take our word for it. Here's what Julie had to say in her FIFO review.
I love the style and colour too. Very pleased and telling everybody about it.
Join Julie and discover the car everyone's raving about. Lease the Corsa S for £279 per month and £279 initial rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa now. Personal contract hire. Corsa S 1.2 turbo. 48 months, 6,000 miles per year. Subject to status and availability. T&Cs 18 plus. You will not own the car. Stellantis Financial Services.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge, we go to North Allerton for the Pet Town Quiz. Plus, beware of cheap foreign goods. I'll bring you our guide to everything on sale on the British High Street. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Oh my God! What is that all about? Oh, America's rubbish.
Not my words, but the words of Canadian-born Catherine Ryan.
That's very accurate, that. Very good Canadian impression. Yeah.
Oh, my God! Hi, Chris!
Yeah.
Because that's how Catherine Ryan
speaks. That's how she speaks.
Yeah, she's got the face of an angel, the voice of a crow. But she's also, in a good way.
In a really good way.
She'll be listening now, so be nice.
Ah!
No.
Mark Carney, Donald Trump, tariffs. What's that all about? Because Canadians can't say about.
They say about. They do say that, actually.
They do. Yeah. Did you know that, Captain?
I do now.
Mm. What's that all about?
A boot.
Yeah.
And in some parts of Canada, they don't even speak Canadian. They speak French.
Yeah.
They are nuts.
They're crazy.
Anyway, she clearly hated it there that much that she ran away to England to seek her fame and fortune. And boy, oh boy, did it work. The lovely Catherine Ryan in this studio. Fingers crossed after David Bowie.
Genius snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on. Genie lives on his back. The genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The genie, let yourself go. Like a man, but he smiles like a reptile. She love him, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. Ooh. The genie lives on his back. Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. But genie lets yourself go.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm very brave, aren't I?
Very brave.
Yeah, she's not in the building yet.
Not yet. She's minutes away, apparently.
Yeah, she is. That is the great Mr. David Bowie.
That's right, that's David Bowie.
Oh, she's playing the Palladium.
Now...
Catherine's playing the Palladium.
I wasn't sure if you'd seen this. Have you seen...
I've just seen the top text there.
She's on stomping ground.
Fiona, yeah.
She is playing the Palladium for three nights.
Wow,
Dominic.
Three, is it?
She starts Thursday night, she plays Friday night, and she plays Saturday night.
Amazing.
Now... Let's chat about the Palladium, shall we, Dom?
Yeah,
because
we love the venue.
You are desperate to play at the London Palladium.
Would love to.
Who's this?
Who's this lady?
Who's this coming into the studio? Look, it's Catherine Ryan.
Catherine Ryan.
Thank you.
Hooray!
How
are you? Oh, look.
A music
break,
yes.
What?
No, we're live.
We're live.
Now.
We're live now. We're on. We're on
very
now. We're live. Live. No swearing.
Oh, don't worry.
You potty mouth Canadian.
Yeah. How are you?
You don't
Chris?
Swear.
I'm good. Nice to see you.
Very nice to see you. Do you take offence to the Dick Inspector hat that I'm wearing?
Which Richard? Is it that you want to inspect?
The first.
Richard
yeah.
the first.
Richard the first, yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine.
Absolutely I'm fine with that.
Okay. You can't really say it anymore. It's just my side hustle.
Mm. That's fine.
Do
you need me to play a song so you can...
No.
Okay, all right.
This is who I am all the time.
Okay, all right. I'm just checking. So we were just talking about the fact that you're playing three nights at the... Oh, I'm not introduced you properly.
No.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Ryan.
Yeah!
So, three nights at the London Palladium.
People say it's overkill.
No.
The ticket sales indicate...
Yeah.
And I love being on tour. I love playing in London, especially. It's just nice to be... Especially the Palladium. You can have dinner in Soho. You can go to a beer garden first. But now we're well into beer garden season.
Do you drink beer?
I like a garden.
Right.
Yes. I'd have like maybe a lime raspberry cider in the garden.
Oh, that's nice.
Or a white wine in the bath.
A white wine?
Maybe.
In the bath, in the beer garden?
I like to bring my own ice bath.
Where do you drink?
You know, just keep the biohacking going on.
Sure.
While I'm having alcohol, yeah.
Okay.
No, I worried. I said to my promoters, it's going to be a really nice week. And we do struggle to get people indoors in the UK when it's that sunny.
But people have bought the tickets already, right?
Some people.
Right.
But if there were many, I wouldn't be here.
Okay.
I would love to come, but I wouldn't, you know, there wouldn't be the panic of, get on Chris Moyles and tell them you're back at the Palladium.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Perhaps having reached the final of the Gong Show.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, that was, I think we found out I was going to do it when you were in last time.
Maybe if you came on and did a tight five.
Tight five. I'd love to do a tight five.
Before my loose
and
2 hours.
And if you want to bring maybe 50 of your friends to buy tickets, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Three nights at the Palladium. You played the Palladium before.
We sold out three nights in March and three nights in April.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm exaggerating. People are going to come.
Right.
But we'd love to sell it out again.
Okay. Yeah. Well, amazing. It's Thursday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday. What would you prefer people to buy tickets for? Which of those shows?
Well, don't mind. This is the selling point, though, Chris. I begin at 8. I do not have a support act.
Oh.
I went to see Sarah Silverman at the Palladium on Monday evening, and I loved it.
Sarah Silverman was in town?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You were probably in a beer garden.
No, I was at home.
I had a lovely night. I went to Kingly Court in Carnaby Street. I had lovely Mexican food with my husband. I met up with Roisin Connolly, Joanne McNally, Simon Amstel was there. It was all going on.
Wow.
And we went to see her, and she was wonderful. And there was a surprise opening act.
Right.
To Jimmy Carr and Sarah Keyworth. I loved that, but I'm old and I've got the babysitter. And I thought, come right on at 8. And that's what I do.
Oh, see, now you should have come to see Sarah Silverman when she played in the UK, and she played Hammersmith Apollo.
Oh, yes, I read about that.
And she had a support act, and then she came on. Yes. She was very, very funny and fantastic. And then she went, right, thanks very much, bye-bye. And she walked off, and everybody laughed, and nobody applauded, because they're like, well, she's leaving. She's done like 40 minutes.
Mm. Yeah.
And then she had to come pop her head out and went, why are you all still here? Seriously, that's it, I've finished. And everyone laughed again.
Ooh.
And then she goes, no, that's it, I'm done. No.
Yeah.
And it was really awkward. And everybody was like, ugh. And she's like, I'll get lost then.
Well, she did a magnificent hour this time.
She was brilliant.
She's
when
great.
I saw her.
She's like one of the reasons that I am a comedian.
Really?
But yeah, I loved her from the start. But
do you know
I
want
to write a date. I do. I know her. I popped backstage to say hello because Jimmy was there. She behaved as though she knew me, but I'm not sure if it was acting.
Right.
She definitely knew Roisin.
Is really? Jimmy your, like, manager, dad? Like, because, like, wherever Jimmy is, you're pretty much nearby.
I wish all of those things. If Jimmy were my dad, I'd have married rich. I'd be on Necker Island, privately educated. I'd have a nice life.
Right.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy is just my mentor and my inspiration.
Still.
He's so nice.
Still, though, is he?
Still, yes. And he's letting the mask slip a bit. People are seeing how clever and kind Jimmy is now.
See, I think he's got more of a mask because he's had so much work done now.
Yeah.
He's had so much surgery. Every time he crosses his legs, his chin falls open. It's incredible.
But it's working. It's beautiful. And, you know, as a feminist, I think that's why he's doing it. Because a lot of women... they get pipped to the post for surgery. Men are doing it too. I could tell you loads of Hollywood men.
Really?
Who've had surgery. Nobody really notices. They just think his jawline looks sculpted this year.
But Jimmy can't walk properly.
Can he walk properly?
He can't
walk
properly.
You mean because of the size of...
I don't know what it is, but I've been watching Last One Laughing.
Yeah.
And he has to walk from one room to the other.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got to stand up for this. He can't just start walking. He has to launch himself off in a very camp manner. So if I was to walk over to you, I would just walk towards you.
You would.
Where Jimmy kind of goes, okay, see you in a minute.
Oh, he does a little skip.
He does, that's true.
That's very well observed.
He does a little back launch, and then away he goes, and off into the distance.
That's just the velocity of Jimmy Carr, though. He's very motivated, very driven.
If people wanted to get tickets to see you on your tour, where's the best place to go?
I always like to get tickets direct from the venue.
Oh, right. Okay.
But you can also get them on Ticketmaster. I'm sure they're on third-party sites now that I can't.
Is it not worth going to your website and having a look at all your tour dates? That was kind of weird.
I just don't know what my website is. Right. There's a link in my Instagram bio. Instagram's at
no one ever clicks those links.
Look, I think we probably have a 2-for-1 offer this at this point. I don't know.
This is Catherine Ryan's show, Battle Axe. A very, very funny live show. I say it's very funny. I've not seen it myself.
It actually is my funniest show. And it's well reviewed, Chris. Why aren't you coming this weekend?
This week, because I'm gigging this weekend.
Fine. Because you could tell people you might spot me, old pal Chris Moyles.
Let me have a look. London Palladium, then Guildford, Glasgow, Birmingham, Reading, Guildford, Milton Keynes. Oh, Guildford twice.
But you could walk from work.
To Guildford? So... yeah. Oh, the Palladium.
Yeah.
I'm
so round the corner.
What time are you on? 8?
I'm on bang on 8. And guess what? We're all in the car by 9:45. That's my promise to people.
Wow.
And in the second section, I take live dilemmas from the crowd. I put a lot of those on my socials. I've been changing lives. I'm a bit of an agony aunt. Yeah.
Wow.
Are you, and I ask the question with nothing but respect and love, are you the best person to be giving out advice?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I've made so many mistakes, but I've also had a lot of therapy, and there are people in an economic crisis that can't afford therapy.
Right.
So I impart everything I've been told.
Yes.
And I haven't made mistakes in a while. I'm in my 40s now.
Well, you don't look
it. Nice husband.
Yeah.
I really haven't screwed up. In a bit.
Well,
really good.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's good.
I've invested in stocks. I've got a pension.
How are your stocks doing? Because Pippa and I have invested in stocks and we're very good at picking companies that just lose money.
Pippa managed to tank Apple. Yeah.
Single-handedly.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
You know what's scary is that now I care what Donald Trump is doing and saying.
Right.
Because he has so much control over the volatile market. I used to just disconnect and now I'm like, please don't say anything too mad this week.
Are you a proud Canadian?
Yes.
Even though you've been here for a long time. Do you consider yourself Canadian and British?
Being Canadian is a tricky conversation ethnically because of all of what happened before. the Indigenous people are Canadian, and I am ethnically
Irish. I'm not that old. I don't know.
You don't know about that.
Around.
Okay, well, you don't want to hear about it.
Right, okay.
My dad is from Cork. My mother's family are also Irish, but she's in Canada kind of 100 or 200 years. So I love being Canadian. I think it's a beautiful country. Mm. I'm a judge on Canada's Got Talent. There's a lot of talent over there.
Is that show still going?
Yeah.
Wow. I just thought that had been like one season and done.
No, Canada's Got Talent.
Okay. All right. Okay.
At least four seasons worth.
Is it like the UK version where everybody who's on it, or like half the people on it, are not from the UK?
Yes.
Not from Britain. Okay.
We need to call in some heavies for the social clips. Yeah.
My name is Jason. I'm from Peru, and I'm here to audition. You've come to Britain to audition?
Talent.
Yeah, they didn't want me on the Peru's Got Talent.
You know, I think there are some acrobats who just do the circuit of Got Talent. They'll be today
true.
I'm in, checks notes, Australia. But yeah, Shania Twain's a judge as well, and we've become best friends.
Oh, that is cool.
Look at you.
I bet she's lovely, isn't she?
Oh. Oh, there's TV's Catherine Ryan on the screen.
It's so much like Britain's Got Talent that in that photo, I'm wearing the same dress as Amanda Holden in an episode of Britain's Got Talent. The wardrobe is rotated. Shania Twain's manager's coming to the Palladium on Thursday. There's a selling point.
Whoa.
Wow. Not Shania, though.
Maybe.
Mm. Right.
No, she is so humble and so beautiful and so talented and incredible. This is what you get with Canadian talent. You see how I self-deprecatingly tried to sell the show, but if this were America, I'd come out, oh, that's the best show you'll ever see in your life.
Can I ask you a behind-the-scenes question about Canada's Got Talent?
Yeah.
So we don't really do it here in the UK, but certainly in America, and you'll have seen it on TV shows, whether you're conscious of it or not, you'll have subliminally seen it. So you'd see clips of American Idol or something, and they'd all be there with their drinks in front of them, and they'd all be Sprite or Pepsi or Coca-Cola, because it's a product placement deal.
Yeah.
And I believe they do this on Canada's Got Talent. Are you sponsored by Scottish Tissues?
Yes.
Because on the photo here, there's a box of tissues in front of you, Catherine.
And we reference them and we say the brand name constantly. We are thanking Smile. And you know what? It's really inspirational.
Mm.
And I think the television industry in the UK could really do with the same. And the Canadian audience don't mind. We've got a popcorn sponsorship. You can see Tim Hortons there.
What is Tim Hortons?
It is... I have to say, in the UK, I don't think they execute it quite the same. But in Canada, it is the most delicious coffee, donuts, breakfast sandwiches.
Lovely, great.
What have you.
That's good.
That is one thing I really miss about Canada.
Yeah. And the Scottish tissues that are in front of you, they're there for if you need to blow your nose halfway through the show.
It's an emotional show.
Right.
So there are tears from both contestants and judges.
In a good and bad way, no doubt.
Yeah. I'm the bad one.
Right. Are you?
Yeah, I've had beefs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who are the other judges?
Howie Mandel.
Right, who you're not allowed to touch?
No, I'm not allowed, no. I did upset him.
Howie Mandel's got like major OCD, isn't he?
He has. He's really open about it.
Mm. So the tissues are good for him.
The tissues, it's a little barrier between Howie and the other judges. Though I've noticed he will touch Shania. He's disgusted by Shania Twain.
Really?
I don't think the fact he doesn't touch you, I don't think it's a disgust thing.
It's hard not to take that personally.
It's an OCD thing on him.
He did confirm that it is a disgust thing related to me. And my proximity to the UK, you don't take your shoes off indoors. We're always on public transit. The plague was not long ago. I think it's a UK thing.
Okay.
And then Cardinal Official, who's an incredible musician and producer and multifaceted talent.
Maybe in Canada, but I don't think he's never reached here.
No.
Well, that's lovely. But we need to get everyone to come see you at the Palladium.
Yes.
I would love that. And it is such a fun night out. You can have dinner. You could go to a beer garden before.
Stop selling the night of what people can do around the show.
They're just coming to see you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I care about the whole night when I'm going out.
Right.
I had such a good night on Monday at the Palladium, and it was the whole night. So I was there.
Sarah went on a bit too late.
The babysitter was not happy.
Really?
I work for her.
Did you have to give her some extra money?
Always.
Do you have to give your babysitter food and make sure the stuff in so they can eat it, or do you give them money to order food or something?
Contractually, you are responsible for their food while they're with you, and that's fine with me.
Wow. Mm. I'll babysit.
Nah.
Why nah?
Because I asked if I could bring my 2-year-old today, and you didn't. You said the sight of a 2-year-old. would make me sick.
Well, I need to vet this 2-year-old. I need to see what the 2-year-old looks like. Like, you know, is it a beautiful child like you are beautiful? Or, you know, does it look more like, you know, Dom?
Well, she doesn't look like me, but even I don't look like me, so that's fair. She's not my most attractive child.
Right.
That's Fred.
Okay.
Fred's really beautiful.
Well, Fred can come in.
No, but he's my least favorite. He's the most poorly behaved.
Really?
I like him.
Yeah. And he's blonde, which is only acceptable for maybe 4 more years on him.
I'm just about to get my hair bleached tomorrow.
It's nice you have favourite children, though. That's good, I think.
My eldest daughter, Violet, is my favourite.
Really?
Because you always say, Dom, that you don't have favourite.
Don't have
and
favorite.
I don't believe you.
Right.
I think parents have favourite kids.
Yeah. It depends who's playing up at whatever, you know. It depends who's being a bit of a pain in the backside, whatever. I love all of them equally. My son's in Canada, actually. He's just gone over to Vancouver.
Oh, wonderful.
First time. And he's absolutely loving it.
That's one of our best bits.
Yeah, he loves it.
My eldest daughter is definitely my favorite because she was first, and we have a real Beyonce Blue Ivy. Oh. And then the others are the extras, other Carter children.
The supporting cast, that kind of thing. And your first child, you had your first child very young. Your first child's what, she's like 30 now or something? Yeah. 32?
She's 35.
She's fantastic. Right, we've had some text messages in. Lots of people saying, Chris, what are you talking about? Tim Hortons, I'm in Northern Ireland, there's loads of them there. Apparently there's a Tim Hortons in Watford.
Oh, yes. Is there?
So there you are.
Yeah. Oh, we need to get on this.
My wife and I saw Catherine in Bristol, so natural and flipping hilarious, from Tony, who's a middle-aged man.
Tony, I've never been called natural before.
My husband surprised me yesterday with tickets to see Catherine Ryan at the Palladium on Saturday. I'm so excited. I love her, says Fiona.
Oh, Fiona, he probably got the 2-for-1.
All right. what else? I was talking about babysitting kids earlier, and I said I'd let them play Call of Duty and smoke cigars. So yeah.
You're back in the mix. I will let you babysit.
I listen, I'm a great uncle. I'm a brilliant uncle.
I know that.
I would be a terrible parent and have the kids taken away from me.
Well, the secret is most parents are terrible parents. So you'd fit right in.
I know, I'd say you're a good parent. I think you're very good.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm reckoning you, when you do stories, you do all the voices.
The British accents that they've got.
Yeah.
I like when they're posh and then they grow up and I get called bruv.
Yes.
Water. I need some water, bruv.
Huh?
You're privately educated. What's going on? Yeah.
Well, listen, I could talk to you all morning, but as you relate, I can't now. And go and see the lovely Catherine Ryan, the very funny Catherine Ryan, the very prompt on time at 8 o'clock Catherine Ryan.
Yes.
At the London Palladium. So that's tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday. And then if you're nowhere near London or can't make it, check out her tour dates that may or may not be on her website. But Catherine has no idea about it. And there genuinely is 2-for-1 tickets on selected performances.
That's a brilliant idea, that.
At the London Palladium.
You don't see that very often. That's a genuinely brilliant idea.
What you don't see is comedians promoting it. If their ticket sales are iffy, they'll go, last tickets remaining. But I'm very honest. I'm like, you'll find someone to pay you to go. But it is a great show. I'm not joking. And it is my last bit of shows in London. And then I'm probably going to have another baby. And you won't see me for a while.
Wow. Why would you have another baby?
Because I'm sexually incontinent, Chris. You know what I'm like.
You've got like 8 kids now.
But I really love making people.
Right.
That's kind of why I'm here. I wondered on the break.
Do you want these children for yourself? Or is the babysitter going, I need more work?
She has made noises about it.
Can you have another one, please?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't have any more.
God might stand in my way. I mean, I'll be 42 in the summer, so we'll see.
You're going to be like a female Charlie Chaplin. You'll be like 68 years old going, pregnant again. I've done it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Oh, Catherine, now I understand why you're so much therapy. Now, go and see Catherine. Get tickets to see her show. And then Dominic, 3 nights at London Palladium again, and you want to play the Palladium just once, and you still
I would love to. Well, we
it.
Have been on stage at the Palladium, haven't we?
But not
one
for our
minute.
Own night.
No, not for our own night. I think it's about time. We just haven't got a show together. That's the only problem.
Soon.
Yes. Thank you.
We'll book it, and then we'll write the show.
Yes.
Easy.
In that order.
Catherine, help.
Definitely.
I would love to.
Lovely to see you.
Really good to see you.
Nice
thanks for the opportunity to come here and really sell the shows.
And did you just left the kids on their own?
Well, they're tied up.
Okay.
There's a lot of paparazzi down there.
Oh, okay. So you just tied them to the railings in Leicester Square?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's what cute. They're for.
Giving them some TGI Fridays.
It's a sunny day, though. Fine.
So they're the ones drinking the Tim Horton milkshakes tied to the railings in Leicester Square. Yeah. Always lovely to see you. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Catherine.
Yeah. Bryan.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. So escape to sunny favourites like Gran Canaria, Crete and Costa Blanca and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. After National Protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
The critically acclaimed TV show Andor, now streaming.
The Empire cannot win.
Don't miss the Emmy-nominated series on Disney+.
We must stand together.
Andor, a Star Wars story.
Resistance is absurd.
The rebellion has begun.
You're right here, and you're ready to fight.
Welcome to the rebellion.
Andor, season 2. Now streaming, only on Disney+. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participate in restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just £31,995, it's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
At your local Boots Pharmacy, you can manage your prescriptions in the most convenient way for you. So you can get text updates when your prescription is in and ready for you to collect. Or you can have them delivered straight to your door. And with Boots, you can always pop in store for expert advice from a friendly Boots pharmacist.
Hello, how can we help?
It's easy to switch your prescriptions to Boots today. Boots, with you for life. Participating surgeries, prescription and delivery charges may apply, subject to availability.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
So the text from my girlfriend Tiffany.
Oh yeah, what's she saying?
Can you get us three tickets, please, to see Catherine Ryan on Saturday night?
Right.
I've only just seen it now. Okay. Is she still in the building or has she legged it?
I think she's legged it.
She might have gone.
Oh no.
Well, her children are currently chained up in Leicester Square, aren't they? So she's
untethered them. Here, let me look out the window. Three! No, I can't make it! And same to you.
Three for one.
I think she misheard me. She seemed to be gesturing two.
Right.
The window there. All right, well, what?
Do you want three?
Yeah.
For which night?
Saturday, please.
Saturday.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. I can't go, obviously, because I'm in Coventry.
Ah, yes, that's true. Yeah,
and by the time she... Because I'm on at 5.30, DJing 6.37. So by the time Catherine goes on stage at 8 o'clock at the Palladium Saturday night... I'll be drunk in Coventry.
Right.
So there you are.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
She was great, wasn't she?
Oh, love her. Love talking to her. Right, let's get the news from Dominic Byrne. It's 9:03.
From Global's newsroom, ministers are being accused of setting Britain up for disaster unless they better prepare for heavy flooding and extreme weather. After deadly flooding in Valencia and the fierce LA wildfires, British climate advisers warn we're not ready to cope with a hotter world. Richard Miller is behind the report.
Flood risk is going to go up already. We expect by mid-century around 8 million homes in England might be at some level of flood risk if we carry on the paths we are today. And that's about a quarter of all buildings that currently exist.
The government insists the issue is a priority. In other news, Donald Trump has warned that nothing will stop him at a campaign-style rally celebrating 100 days in the White House. The US president boasted about the deportation of migrants, claiming it was his solemn duty as commander-in-chief. He claimed his administration is saving the American dream.
This is the best, they say, 100-day start of any president in history, and everyone is saying it. We've just gotten started. You haven't even seen anything yet. It's all just kicking in.
And the UK's leading berry grower has told us he's been left with no choice but to let 300 tonnes of strawberries rot in fields. Tim Chambers says exporting to Europe has become too difficult now because of post-Brexit border checks. The government's told us it's trying to negotiate an agreement with the EU to cut down on red tape.
I'm sorry, who says this?
This is Tim Chambers.
Who is the...
The UK's leading berry grower.
Says who?
Says Tim Chambers.
Yeah, but like, you know, I need the stats.
He might be the biggest.
Is there a competition?
Yes, and he...
Like Berry Idol?
Yeah, and he's won it. Yeah. He grows a billion strawberries a year.
A billion?
And the nearest one is like millions.
Where does he grow them?
In fields.
In the UK?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
1 billion strawberries?
Yeah. In Kent.
Well, I was only asking.
Sport.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says his side will need to do something special in Paris now to turn their Champions League semi-final tie around. He insists on a night of fine margins, it was always going to be tricky, taking the game to their French opponents.
This is one of the best, is beating all the English teams, the best teams in this country. So you cannot dominate this team 95 minutes. Impossible, forget about it. And you have to understand what means dominating them and in which area of the pitch.
So they will take on PSG in Paris next week.
I didn't get a word of what you said
with the tie at one.
I'm sorry.
They just got to turn it around.
I just didn't hear a word of it. It's not a racer. It's just he speaks very fast and his accent's very strong.
It was quick, actually.
I mean, I spent half my time in London saying to people, Biden what, sorry?
No.
That's way too quick. He needs to slow down. Read the room, for goodness sake. I mean, trust me, I know that people don't understand you because I'm from Leeds.
Manchester United midfielder Kobbie Mainoo says winning the Europa League would not paper over the cracks of what's been a bad season for them.
Correct.
It's their only route into next season. Season's Champions League in what's been called the club's worst ever Premier League campaign. United face Athletic Bilbao in their semi-final tomorrow.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Another warm and sunny day for much of the UK. A few showers later for Northern Ireland and Scotland. Temperatures are going to be hitting 27 degrees, I predict. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Chris, you just questioned a guy who's been labelled as Britain's best berry grower, but you absolutely let it slide that Trump reckons he's had the best first 100 days of any president. Yes, he has. Mm. Yeah. You pick any president from the United States of America, any president you like, and Trump's had a better first 100 days. JFK, oh, his day 96 was a disaster. Mm. He really kicked it into gear from day 102.
Well, is Trump saying everyone's saying it's the best?
Yeah, and the opinion polls that say he's not doing a good job, they're fake.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm.
I think we should all try it for a day. I don't think you'd last 20 minutes. If you just...
How do you mean?
Okay, so I say to you... You say to me, you've got lovely hair. And I go, but you don't have any hair. And you go, don't be rude. That's offensive. I have the best hair in the business. You just blatantly lie.
Absolutely.
Say whatever you like.
Yeah.
And if anybody points out that it's not true, you say they're wrong, you're right. And you just keep on ploughing through like a bulldozer. I don't know how you do it. It takes a skill.
This is the best, they say, 100-day start of any president in history, and everyone is saying it. We've just gotten started. You haven't even seen anything yet. It's all just kicking in.
Yeah.
It's just kicking off.
That's right, Teddy Roosevelt. You got nothing on this dude. Mm. Rubbish. Do you know what Trump should do? He should put his face on every bill.
Do you think?
Yeah. $1, $5, $10, $20, $100. Yeah. Take all these rubbish presidents off. Get yourself on there.
Yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's all about the Trumps.
This is Radio.
Done it again.
Oh.
Did it again.
Oh.
Did it again.
What happened there?
I pressed play once on Zeta B and it went again.
Zeta B.
No. Do you know what? If they don't want to fix it, I'm not coming to work anymore. So I'm going to take the rest of the day off. Now.
Oh.
Now. It's because I'm very angry.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a coincidence that the weather's nice.
Exactly. 27 degrees, possibly.
I am leaving right now. In fact, I said to Catherine Ryan, I'd meet her in a beer garden for a cider at 9:15. The kids will be fine.
The Chris Miles Show.
For the tickets, by the way.
Oh, are they all right?
Yeah. Oh, that was quick.
Sorted.
Oh, well, we do need to sell some.
Wow.
Well, there you go. If you want to go and see Catherine Ryan Saturday night at the Palladium and then have a look out for my girlfriend Tiff and our friends Kate and Nick, they'll be there as well.
Great.
So there you go.
Lovely.
Now, listen.
What?
What are you doing tomorrow, Friday or Saturday?
What am I doing tomorrow, Friday or Saturday? I don't know off the top of my head.
Because Catherine Ryan said,
parents on Saturday.
Why don't you come and do a tight five before I go on?
Oh, can you imagine?
Well, she just said it. So why don't we go back to her agent and go,
serious,
listen, though. Catherine mentioned this. If she's serious, Dom said yes. So you could go on at like 7:55, do your 5 minutes, and then go, ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Ryan. And then she walks out. The audience are beautifully tickled up, slightly confused.
Yeah,
and then
confused.
Off she goes.
Gosh.
I reckon she'd let you do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
The deal is, if I babysit the kids, she'll let you do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Would you?
Well,
you wouldn't, would you?
Well, I don't know why I'd
say. I mean, it's terrifying, isn't it?
Oh, terrifying. With 24 hours notice, even more terrible.
Well, you've got 5 minutes. You know you've got a good five.
I can't.
Well, certainly four.
Well, one of them involves a T-shirt, and I can't wear that T-shirt.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
Catherine,
no.
Of course you can.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think she'll say that word.
Very rude. Oh, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
What? Do you think Catherine Ryan's like a nun on stage?
No, but it's, of all the words, you know what I mean?
Catherine Ryan's, and I say this with nothing but love, she's a professional wrong'un.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. When you say it like that.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a five-star swear word.
You know, like, if you were to leave, like, the show now and walked out and genuinely saw a couple of kids tied up to the railings outside, you'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess.
She actually is. Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's coming out of Tim Hortons with a massive burger going, oh, hey, Dom.
I was with you. I never heard of Tim Hortons.
Yeah, I've never heard of Tim Hortons.
No, loads of people have it all the
time. That is a weird look, though, on Canada's Got Talent, where the judges are sat there. They've got a milkshake in front of them or a drink. That's one thing. But a box of tissues.
It's sinister, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
It says the woman who's got a toilet roll aside in front of her during every show.
True.
Actually,
that's true.
And if you don't have it, you panic.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's got to be a full roll. Do you know what I mean?
It's a fat roll today.
I don't like a little thin end of a roll. It looks weird.
It does look a bit grubby.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, a proper big toilet roll. Thank you very much.
Okay, so are we going to message Catherine Ryan's agent saying that you'd like to take her up on it if she was serious? You'll do 5 minutes?
Sure. Do you think?
I think you've got a tight three, and then we just need to work on the extra bits.
Three. Yes. I could do a raffle.
I tell you what we'll do. Mm. Let me play a couple of songs. We're all going to write some jokes for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And then you can put these in set and fill it out.
Just fill it out. Flesh it out.
Yeah?
Flesh it out.
Brilliant. Okay, all right. So we all up for that, James, Pippa, Captain?
Yeah.
We're all going to write some jokes. Even if it's just, you know, why the chicken crossed the road.
I've always wanted to know.
We'll pitch them to get to the other side.
Yeah.
We'll pitch them to... I'll just ruin that for you, haven't I?
Radio.
We'll pitch them to you.
Coming up, more hilariously good radio, despite the professional comedian having left the show now.
Oh, well, Dom's still here.
Guess the songs, grab the points. We're playing our music game, Happy Endings, on the show shortly. Plus, tomorrow on the show, we have a Who Are You guest, Chris and Dom need to know who someone is without knowing who it is.
I'm not here tomorrow,
but
sorry.
Right now in actual Todayland,
we
have a real headbanger of a bopper of a belter to play.
The Chris Miles Show.
Thank you.
A-T-O-S.
And now we call this bit of the show Keeping Matt Deverson Happy.
To kiss someone, to kick you. There's nothing that you couldn't slip through. Or at least that's the impression I get. Cause you're strong, bang, you're wet. And she's not aware yet, but she's yours. She'll be saying, use me. Show me the jacuzzi. I imagine that it's there on a plate. You're our rendezvous late. Means that you'll never be fry. I'm to make them wait for a while. I doubt it's your style not to get what you set out to acquire. The eyes are on fire. You are the unforecasted storm.
Dominic, I'm a man of my word, and I'm right now coming up with jokes for your set with Catherine Ryan at the London Palladium.
Thank you very much.
Captain, you on it?
I'm having a go.
Okay, good. James, you done anything yet?
Yes.
Liar, you're not doing a thing, have you? Been watching Tots TV on your laptop. Dominic, we got Thank jokes you. For you. We'll tell them after wet leg.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful, do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits? Man down. Level up. I know all too well just what you're like. We'll
fruit. This always happens late at night. Some guy comes up, says I'm his type. I just threw up in my mouth when he just tried to ask me out. Yet don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends.
Brilliant new song from Wet Leg. It is brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. Man down. Catch these fists from Wet Leg at Radio X. Sing it.
Man down.
Now, is there any particular style of joke you're after, or just at this stage, will you just accept anything?
I like a disarming gag. You know, one that you don't see coming, and then suddenly the punchline hits you around the face.
Right, we'd like disarm here or disarm here.
Exactly.
See what I did
that
there?
That sort of stuff.
Did a joke.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Lovely. Double meaning of disarm.
Write that down. Yeah, it's down. I like that.
Now, do you want, like, you know, oh, take my wife, please, jokes? Do you want, you know, mother-in-law stuff?
Not really. That's right. Sort of, it feels as though that's, you know, that's been done a bit.
Do you want cleverer jokes?
Yeah.
I was thinking about becoming an atheist. But I gave up. They've got no holidays.
That's good. That's
like
that's,
something
that's
like
a good
that.
One. Yeah.
Or is that too?
No, that's nice.
What did you get, James?
What have
I've
you got,
written
James?
One down for you.
Have you?
Yeah. Okay. So that's the punchline to this link. Don't hand it to him yet, because clearly that's not to be read on the air. It's okay.
No, you
filth.
Can read it. You can. I just didn't want. I didn't know. It's not me telling them.
Oh, okay.
It's Dom telling them. Dom, don't read it before you say it.
Just read it. Read it, Dom.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I once dated a girl with a twin. People asked me how I could tell them apart. It was simple. Jill had blonde hair and Darren had a moustache. Except James didn't write moustache.
Captain, what have you got for him?
I've got a couple. I've got bold jokes and I've got bad jokes.
Bold jokes? Oh, it's jokes about myself. Okay, yeah. Yes.
I can't tell if I'm going bald or if it's all in my head.
That's good, is it?
That's good. Yeah.
Once you go bald, you never grow back.
Let's leave it the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Pepper, do you have a joke for Dom?
Sure.
Yeah.
Dom,
yeah.
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
Don't know.
Tentacles.
Ten tickles, of course.
This is great. This is going to kill the Palladium.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going
to
kill it.
Now, you're on before Catherine Ryan, so you need to be a bit saucy.
Right,
so this
yes.
This is where I come
that's
in.
That's it. She
I've
is a bit saucy.
I've got the sauce for you, John.
Okay, here we go.
So you say, oh, this guy complained of a headache.
Mm.
And the other guy says, so you do what I do. You put your head on your wife's bosom.
Oh.
And the headache goes away.
Really?
He goes, really? He goes, yeah. He says, when I have a headache, I put my head on my wife's bosom.
Right.
And the headache goes away.
Really?
Next time you have a headache, try it.
Wow.
So the guy goes, okay, I will. And he sees him a few days later.
Yeah.
And he said, did you do what I told you to do? He said, yeah. The headache went away. And also, your wife is lovely.
Oh, try that.
That's good. I like that.
Put that in there.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Do it all with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. For pre-dawn cycle, then pick the kids up from a sleepover, rush to swimming lessons, squeeze in the weekly shop, pop round to the in-laws, pick up a well-earned flat white, get home to pack for your business trip, take the dog for a quick walk, turn squirrel chase, then finally make it to that new small place restaurant everyone keeps going on about, people.
So I was thinking I'd take you to Bistro Victoire tonight for our anniversary.
Nice idea, but that's in Paris and it's ages till payday. Oh, let's just order in.
I'm being serious. The flights and hotel are already booked. Unless you don't want to.
I'll be ready in five.
So what do you want for dessert? I know a great place in Rome.
With deposits from just £25 per person and flexible payment plans, you can afford to go the extra mile. That's the power of Love Holidays. At all protected.
At AJ Bell, we're all about making investing easy. It's why Which? Rate nobody higher than us for ease of use. So easy, anyone can invest. Your mum, your nan, a nun's nan, a nun's nan's mum, a man named Ron, Don, a dog named Dom, or a tomcat called Tom, a baker, a banker, a waiter, a tank engineer, even someone called Barry.
Hello.
Yes, an actual Barry. Can invest easily with AJ Bell. AJ Bell, feel good investing. The value of your investments can go down as well as up.
All right, listen up, you beautiful people. It's Danny Dyer here.
And Danny Dyer.
Our podcast, Live and Let Dyers, is absolutely rammed with top features.
We've got the Tumble Dyer, Conspiracy Corner.
And you might catch us reading the latest thrilling instalment of my own fan fiction. Listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I get a woo-hoo?
There. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Save up to 60% off RRP on brands like Grenade, MyProtein, Huel and more at NutriCircle.co.uk. Brands and stocks may vary.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Find me somebody to love.
The dream sale ends soon. How do you beds feel?
We're comfortable with it.
Don't miss big savings on a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But we're only on sale till Tuesday, so, you know, snooze you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles E.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, award season is upon us.
Still?
Yep. Here at the 4 till 7 thing, we're at the vanguard of the backslabbing gong slingers with another nomination for the Lazy Susans. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts will take the world by storm.
Yes!
The world has never faced a threat this big.
And you're gonna help me
stop it.
Us?
Why, you got someplace to be?
On May 1st.
Avengers are gone. No one's coming to save the day.
Their time.
I think we could be the people that are coming.
Has come.
Being the hero, there is no higher calling.
Let's do this.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. Only in cinemas. Thursday, May 1st. Get tickets now.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Man, that's a relief.
Radio X.
As I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is up. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of voice and rationality. I shine in. Haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of... Well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Get it this way, I mean technically our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne. I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of closing a guy. the center.